Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. Leanna, let me ask this question to you. Do you take vitamins and supplements?
I sure do. I take a whole pile of them every morning.
A whole pile of them?
A whole pile of them.
One of our producers, Jeremy, was telling us as you get older, the pile turns into a small bowl of cereal and you just start going at it. I don't take as much as a lot of my peers in the same age. I'm almost 50 now and I find that my peers are taking more. So I don't know if I'm doing it wrong or if I'm doing it right, or do we need all these supplements and vitamins and so forth? All I know is it takes up a lot of counter space.
That's fair.
That's all I know. Mm-hmm. Okay. So why don't we find out, as you go through life, especially over the age of 50, do you need supplements and vitamins, and which ones are the most important ones? And we've got Dr. Joyce Johnson, naturopath, doctor, certified nutritionist, and certified personal trainer. Dr. Joyce, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really am passionate about this. I spend a lot of my time and energy with our senior population.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's go right to the question that when Lee and I were chatting about vitamins and supplements, there's a big difference between a lot of my peers, same age category, 50, how many they have on their counter when I go visit them, and how many bottles I have on mine, and they are surpassing mine. So what's the amount of right type of vitamins that people generally should have? I know there's specifics based on your circumstances, but generally for the population in Alberta, what should we have?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know what? It's all very, very specific because everyone has perhaps different, health profiles. They might have different risk factors. They might have a different family history of maybe cardiovascular disease. Maybe you have a family history of macular degeneration. So your focus might be shifted a bit, or a family or personal history of type 2 diabetes. So overall, some of the very basics that you want to start with is maybe a high quality multivitamin and mineral supplement, vitamin D, because we live in Canada and we don't get much vitamin D, omega-3, which is incredibly important to help prevent cardiovascular disease. And because we don't often get a lot of omega-3 from our diets on a whole, right? We're not having good quality wild-caught fatty fish multiple times during the week. And then probably magnesium. It is very big right now. And I think people are becoming more aware of the lack of magnesium that we're getting from our diets and the requirements that our body have to function properly. I mean, that's just the basics. And you might say, oh gosh, I'm taking way more than that. Or you might be saying, I don't even take anything. And I do get that on both sides.
Well, I think I'm team take more than that. And I think, Faisal, you're probably team take less.
Well, I counted four. I'm at three. I don't take any magnesium.
Okay.
So I counted three. I'm good there. Okay. I hit the minimum requirement for three of them.
This is good. So that's actually a good question, because Faisal and I were debating this before we started chatting here today. Don't we get vitamin D from the sun? Isn't there, if we go outside or spend a fair bit of time outside, do we actually need to supplement it?
Well, we do get some vitamin D exposure from the sun, obviously. Vitamin D from the sun's rays, it hits our skin. We have vitamin D activation that happens. However, if we are going through the winter months, and there's a lot of very gray days from the fall into the spring, so we're not getting vitamin D exposure. And if we are going out, we are not exposing much of our skin because of the cold temperatures that we have. People in the summertime tend to be using more sunscreen or sun protection, or not getting a lot of sun exposure. They're using shaded areas because they want to either protect their skin from sun damage, or maybe they are prone to having really bad sunburns or perhaps melanomas. So they are being a little bit more cautious. But we do know now, the research is telling us that vitamin D is important for so many things, including our immune systems, right? It's important to help prevent upper respiratory tract infections. There's a strong correlation between low levels of vitamin D and increased risk of upper respiratory tract infections. We do know that vitamin D plays a role in helping to decrease our risk factor for hormone-related cancers in both men and women. And when it comes to the winter time, we know that vitamin D plays a role in helping to prevent seasonal affective disorder, or helping people that suffer from SAD that are affected by the gray days, that vitamin D can help improve mood. So we do, yes, to answer your question, yes, we get some from the sun, but we probably don't get enough. And I'll revert back to an episode of Dr. Oz. Okay, this is how old it is, right? From years ago, and his explanation, and it is on point, saying the angle of the sun's rays as you go north, pretty much of Atlanta, Georgia, you are decreasing that angle. So the amount of sun exposure that you are getting, say in Calgary, compared to what you'd be getting in Barbados, is completely different because of the angle of the sun's rays, how it hits our skin. So that does also affect our ability to get vitamin D from sun exposure.
What I just heard there is, we got to move to Barbados.
I'm not opposed.
What about the other side of it? Like, we heard the whole cereal bowl of vitamins. Is too much too much?
Or when is too much too much?
Yeah.
Right. When is too much too much? You know, there's some common misconceptions, and the idea that, and I hear this and it just makes me cringe, that supplements are expensive urine and that they're unnecessary if you eat a healthy diet, or they can be harmful. Well, it's true. Your body eliminates any excess nutrients or right? If it's a water soluble, supplements are absorbed. They're used when needed. You know, a healthy diet is essential, obviously, but you know, our diets tend to fall short. For safety concerns, they're generally safe when used responsibly. And I will say, under the guidance of a health professional. So if you are someone that is taking prescription medications, I really do recommend that you consult with a professional in this industry. It could be a naturopathic doctor, a nutritionist. Maybe you have a healthcare practitioner that, you know, has a passion for, say, longevity medicine or nutraceuticals or nutrition, and speak with your pharmacist too. So I think that for some people, maybe they are taking too much, and it's always good to have that assessment done with a healthcare professional in this field. I've had in the past patients come to me and say, this is the list of everything that I'm taking. And I'll run through with them and say, okay, we can remove or eliminate this because you're getting it from this other supplement that you're taking. So sometimes just getting a health assessment, and it could be, like I said, with a healthcare professional, and even in pharmacies. A lot of pharmacists are really great at sitting down and going through that laundry list that sometimes people have of things that they're taking.
So if you had to pick two, because that's all that I want to buy is just two on my counter. I have a very small counter in my kitchen. I only have space for two bottles. Which two bottles should people have as they go through retirement?
So I'm going to assume that your diet is very healthy. So you're getting all of the basic vitamins and minerals, right? So if I was picking two as we're aging, I would probably have to say omega-3 and vitamin D.
Okay. Yep.
Those are incredibly important. And make sure with vitamin C, make sure you're getting enough. And very easy blood test, inexpensive. I know our healthcare system makes us pay for this blood test. Your doctor can order it. It's probably, it varies province to province, $25, $30-ish, roughly. And it will tell you what your vitamin D levels are. And more often than not, people are deficient and they think, well, I've been taking vitamin D every day. Probably not taking enough. So that's also important to make sure that you know where you're at. So those are the two, but man, you put me on the spot. There are so many other things when you're aging that you could benefit from.
And there you have it. There's a lot more you can learn about this. Definitely connect with Dr. Joyce Johnson to learn more about this. Dr. Joyce, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Leanna, as people want to stay healthy through retirement, there's going to be a lot of costs, supplements, vitamins being one, but what about the healthcare system? How does it impact you financially as you go through retirement? We're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar.
When is it? Our next seminar is Tuesday, December 3rd. It's at 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn here in Calgary, and you do need to register. So please go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to do that.
Join us after the break. We're going to talk about how that whole CPP survey we just talked about, well, maybe it's wrong. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.